More anti-venom info. There are some new developments with ISO 8 and, oh yeah, baby, there are some more rumors that we're discussing on your Marvel Strike Force weekly news update. And guys, if you are ready for that, Reminix, tell them what to do, brother.
Let's smash it. Damn it. Let's smash it.
Alley flying.
What is up, Valley Maniacs? I am Valley Flying. Welcome to the Valley Flying channel and your Marvel Strike Force weekly news update. This week, I am joined by the expert on ISO 8, the father figure of the MSF community, my brother, Mr. Reminix. How are you doing?
Hey, Valley. I'm doing great, man. We just found out we're having our fourth kid. Super psyched and sharing that with the community.
Sweet, brother. That is a time for some congratulations, my friend. Awesome stuff. So hopefully you're preparing with your sleep, because I know how it is. There's a lack of sleep in the beginning.
Not with these ISO 8s, I haven't slept yet. I'm still trying to figure it all out.
Well, hopefully we can get you back. We're going to talk definitely about the ISO 8, because why wouldn't we when we have the ISO 8 expert on? But we also have a bunch of other stuff to talk about. Anti-Venom, we got more rumors. Emma Frost, what exactly is Farmville? We're going to discuss that in just a little bit. But first thing I want to talk about, so Datamize, usually we end with this, but this is so pertinent to Anti-Venom. And I know the community is excited about Anti-Venom. Every day I'm getting questions. When is he going to be for sale? When is he going to be for sale? And usually I'm getting questions about, when are we going to farm him? But everybody's asking, when can we buy Anti-Venom? So the community is very hot about him. And we have some milestones. Looks like the mini milestone characters like a Namor, Ghost Rider, Negasonic, and he is going to be available in the Fright Light Orb, and you're going to get a bunch of fragments for him along with other characters with that Mass Keeper trait, which is in the game right now if you guys want to see who has that trait. But we're also getting these Dream Warrior milestones, getting points for scoring in Blitz Arena, just doing these battles with these Mass Keeper characters. We have some Lucid Dream milestones where it's teaming up with your alliance. I kind of like that, because it's not just you need a whole alliance to help you with this. Milestones for this by opening these Fright Light Orbs, and you're getting more Anti-Venom shards. And then we got a bunch of bonus events that we talked about here with just some different things. Now, very exciting. I think the community wants to get as many shards as possible. How many are you expecting from this event?
So I think you know, I'm going to buy up Anti-Venom day one and throw my wallet at the problem. But I think a lot of people get 4-star or 5-star just by going through the normal pace of the event. So I think it's actually doable if you complete all the milestones.
So for you, 7 stars.
For me, seven stars day one launch.
Nice.
So, I mean, that's just, you know, it's just we got to take him through his paces, see what he can do.
Yeah, exactly. I'm looking forward to him. And speaking of him, what are you fully expecting this character to do as we take a look at him in game right now? Not able to get shards, but when he comes to this full symbiote team, I think a lot of people are expecting raid, make this team very raid viable. I think a lot of speculation, maybe we'll be able to ultimate 7, putting that thing on auto once we have Anti-Venom. But what are you expecting from this symbiote team once we fully get Anti-Venom, get that full team on board?
So there is the potential. We've been playing around with him in arena, looking at like the timing of certain events.
Yes.
And his buff clears, his buff spread, his buff his debuff to the buff spread are super awesome, but the res is probably going to be the right window. But we threw Minerva in kind of to see, you know, if a character died early on, which they often do versus mm-hmm. Blackwater.
Yeah.
There's the potential that these guys can punch across in arena, which may change your ability to kind of punch up in your arena for a little while if you're investing in these characters.
Oh, I might have to switch how I'm doing my ISO 8, which we're going to talk about in just a little bit. You said you were doing some testing with the symbiote team. The cult taunt is what I think a lot of people are getting hung up on encountering the Black Order. How much problem did that present to you, that taunt for a call? Were they able to get around it and do their debuffs, or was that too much for them, too much resistance for them to get through?
So actually, this team was really built around ISOs. I don't know if you talked about it. So the recommendation we made with Venom being able to flip those buffs with the ISO secondary attack was actually pretty cool. The only problem they had was a little bit of survivability and handling some of their own debuffs that are getting flipped, which actually. If you're doing that on like a Cole or on a Thanos, you're going to get those as buffs with anti-venom. So the window of operation looks like there's a potential here, but we're definitely gonna have to find out on the launch day. We're going to take them into some hardcore testing, which is why these guys are all going to go G14 max star, max red star, level 5 ISOs and just go full test mode.
I'm saving all my gear, all my training mats for anti-venom, and then I'm going to start leveling up later other characters. But it sounds like all the weaknesses you talk about, anti-venom solves them. You know, the resurrection, 100%. Healing, debuffs on your own team. I mean, everything that all the weakness against Black Order, he is the solution for that. So, yeah, we will find out soon enough. Prediction for when he's going to be released. That is the other big question to the community.
Are you ready? So we get those mails in game, we usually get them about 6 days after that. So that would be Sunday or Monday. So Sunday or Monday this week, we should be able to buy them up and take
them
first.
Thank goodness. I've been saving everything for so long. I can't wait to spend it on anti-venom so I can start building on my other characters, because nobody's getting upgraded on my roster right now until he comes to the game.
Well, yeah, exactly the same problem I have, because it's not like we just got another bio character that dropped it.
Oh yeah, good segue, because the other bio character, not too much excitement about, and that is the main reason I've not leveled up this necklace character that we got. Usually art department does so well with all of these character models. There's the She-Hulk, maybe Crystal, there's a couple that don't look good, but She-Hulk is arrived. Now, do you think that she is fantastic, or do you think she is a flop? The community does not seem very excited about her. What is the data telling you? Is the community being too harsh for her?
So we did Kraken's Corner, our first ever on stream last night, where we invited some of the members of Cabal and Pants and some of the high.
Hold on. Let's not skip over that. You brought them together.
Yeah. There isn't that much hate between them. There really is. You know, they really do like each other when it comes down to it. And they actually were talking about, like, you know, what they spent on. And we asked them the question, where are your She-Hulks on their roster?
Yeah.
And yours is bigger than theirs.
Oh, man. I only did this for a video. I did not want to test. Like I said, all my bio gear, all my stuff is being saved for anti-venom. So did not put anything really into She-Hulk. But...
So I threw mine on D. I brought up the 50K, got 4 red stars after, you know, many pulls and a couple of dupe sixes in there. And guess who beat him?
Black Order.
No, OG Fantastic Four. The Revenge of Namor.
Namor's like, I'm not out yet. Don't send me to Sandusky yet, because I can beat this defensive team.
Yeah, that was a shock. So they beat themselves, because piloting the team typically on mirror matches, but that was the big deal.
Have you seen her used on offense? I've seen some footage of people using her on offense, being able to counter the Black Order. What is your experience with or is there no experience, just because nobody's interested in her?
I think the thing is, she actually works a lot better on offense because of the fact that you can use her special turn one or even stun on different turns. So there's a lot of different ideas behind it. There's just something just not right about her kit on a defensive setting. But I think she does make them potentially better. But most people already had a character that was, you know, doing fine things before that.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think that is the main reason, and again, this is my opinion, that the community is not excited about her. Fantastic Four was already a good team. They're adding to another character to a team that is pretty good already. So is this the least exciting new character for you? I mean, have you seen the community so apathetic about a character? I mean, there's a couple other characters I want to maybe refresh your memory with: Graviton, America Chavez, Ironheart, Beast, Swarm, and there's a theme here. Characters that are coming to teams that are already good. The only exception would be Chavez, but teams are already good, new characters. Is this something that just does not excite the community, you think? Or is it just She-Hulk, Fantastic Four?
I think there's a combination of both, because I feel like Graviton, Beast, all those characters now start to fit into more of how we use the team, especially Beast, like surprising us and in some of the scenarios that we use him to help counter Mercs. He kind of works in that right in that window to help them counter more teams. But yeah. The biggest problem I have with She-Hulk is the fact that she's bio in the middle of two symbiotes.
So that's the thing. And few bios before that too, with Electro and Swarm. So. Bio, and you know, we got a tech in there for Dr. Octopus and pretty much all bios outside of that.
Yeah. Well, then you had to bring up the rest of your Sinister Six that were tech or bio, so that, you know, that it's such a, you know, timing. I think we'd still be talking about how good Doc Ock was if we didn't have the symbiotes out this month.
Cool. Well, she does have a blitz coming up this week, and we don't have a lot of information for Domino. We see the winner's points. We see the rank on Hunter cutoff. We don't know the rank 1% cutoff. I did about 18 million or so and got to rank 1%, but and I'm assuming these numbers will come in for Domino. But do you think that these blitz scores for She-Hulk will be crazy low, maybe even lower than Domino? Which would be a first for a new character release being lower than a previous character release. Do you think that, what do you think of these blitz scores?
I think people probably, especially if the whales didn't wail hard on her, I think they're gonna join the blitz, and that's usually an indicator that you're gonna see some inflation probably. I think you'd be surprised, because I think there's a fear that if by not taking this character, she might be utilized in a legendary, or we've just completely, you know, misevaluated her. And there's definitely that potential as well. So I think you're going to see a lot more people who just didn't, you know, impulse buy participate in the blitz. And, you know, I think some of the blitzes are driven by the projections. We'll have to see, but I don't know that I think she'll be on par with Domino.
On par with Domino. Okay. So not too far above. Who was our last blitz? Not too far above Electro is predictions right. Possible. All right. So we'll see what happens with that. I mean, that $50 price point was a little pricey for a character that I think most of the community is like, why? Why now? Why bio now? Why Fantastic Four to defense? And maybe it's not the hype of that. Maybe it's just the cost and then the timing of it. So we'll see what happens. Next thing I want to talk about is we got a new energy system. Boom. Well, not a new energy system, but we got a new thing in this medical supply run. My goodness. And as I scroll out here, it's just so you can see it a little bit more. Oh, it's not working very well. All right. But you can see part of it in the images right there behind that. That is energy for Dark Dimension 3. And we didn't get notice of this. It just kind of showed up after a lot of people already did this. So not too many people were able to partake in this on Monday, but it is there. Energy for Dark Dimension 3, possibly getting people through Dark Dimension 3 sooner so that we can have Dark Dimension 4 come up. What are your thoughts on this? Do you think it's just going to be limited to this medical supply run, or do you think other challenges are going to be reworked before this new gear system and level cap that's been rumored comes out?
Well, they said challenges, plural, when they put up the patch notes, so I'm going to assume that we're going to see those probably maybe even tonight. They might push that out with Emma. So we'll have to see. Definitely, I've been sitting on my challenges every day with the hope that at the shop reset that we get them loaded in there so we can take them for a spin and see if I can throw my Krakeny roster at it and beat them. So give the community some evaluation on that. So we're definitely looking at that as a perspective.
If only they mentioned it in the blog post or gave some dates so we could be aware of this thing. I'm doing the same thing as you. I'm saving my challenges to after that reset and seeing if anything changes there, because just so I could hopefully get a head start. And ever since I saw this, I'm like, oh, I missed out on that. I don't want to miss out if they're adding something else to challenges. So maybe tonight, maybe later this week, maybe next week. But they said we're getting two new tiers sometime in this update. So guys, in the comments, let me know your predictions.
Yeah, so I will tell you something. What excited me a little bit about those med packs was the fact that I feel like it's starting to build up towards DD4. Like the hype is building. Mm. Like you know. So I've been saying like a bold prediction that I feel like next patch we're gonna see a supply store availability for a single G15 item, because it looks like data mines have new items, and then I think there's gonna be like. there's going to be a new like Warstar will have a few more G14s, and the same thing with the Gold Store. So they'll probably expand it, so it makes it a little more accessible for everybody.
Got it.
But that means that we're probably going to see the G15 gear bound to the new raid slider for Greeks.
Yeah. Well, it's we know it's coming sometime. We know it was a listed requirement for DD4, and we know that is coming this year. So we got two more months, November, December. It's coming in one of those months. So it's coming very soon. We're going to talk about that in the rumor section. But yeah, this is good. Just so guys, just as a word of warning, save your challenges until after reset in that day, just in case they switch over, because we got no notice of this. Let's move on to your specialty, your expertise, ISO 8. You guys have been doing a lot of testing on this. This spreadsheet that you guys have been working on, going through many different iterations, many different changes. We have a FAQ section up here now, which answers a lot of questions. But what are some new developments that you've seen in the past week or since I've talked to you? And anything big that's standing out to you that you want to mention to the community?
Yeah, first one is I mistakenly said spend ions on your shop. Don't. So okay. My mistake, stop.
I think most people found that out really early on. Like, well, oh, we're running out of this stuff.
We might have talked about that. Like, I'm like, stop, please stop. I'm sorry.
I did for the first few days. I'm like, wait a minute. This is not a good deal. I'm stopping this. So
the second we saw the actual tiers and how much it was going to cost to do the fusion, it was like, uh-oh. and after I had a spend course to buy some ions while I'm testing, I'm like, oh, this is definitely the gold of the ISO system. So it's a bottleneck.
All right. So guys, if you've been spending and not got the PSA not to spend ions on anything but your characters, don't buy anything in that shop, please. Yeah.
And so more importantly, we've actually found out a really interesting thing. So there's the raiders do that crit and crit damage. However,
yes,
we found out in war that apparently block stops crits from happening. And I must have missed the notes on that because
No notes. We had to find everything out. There were no notes. There were no notes. That's the thing about ISO 8.
I don't think I ever recall that interaction before. I'm trying to think back of all the times I used Namor with 100% crit. If I ever, or even Negasonic Teenage Warhead with her base crit, if that ever like was affected by it. So it's going to change some of recommendations out here if that's something that's not happening. So I don't know. I think some people have asked for dev response. I'm not sure if there's been an official one yet.
They did an FAQ. It wasn't. It didn't cover everything, and there was some minor errors in that. But there's an FAQ here, and that's. I would go with this. I would go with this one rather than the one that the devs put out, because there were some minor errors in that. And this one's being updated all the time.
Yeah. So there's a deflect out there. I'm trying to find out if deflect is actually. So we're waiting for that response. So deflect apparently is stopping crits. So throwing Raider on Namor, we found that out. That was the first time we ever saw it. So.
Nice. Awesome. And I'm glad you're doing all the research. Well, you and everybody that you're with is doing all this research to find this out, because a lot of the stuff was not apparent, was kind of the community had to figure this out on their own. So, yeah, I'm glad you guys are doing the work on that.
So if you guys see, like, there's little, we highlight things that we're testing, we highlight things that you guys in the community have asked us for.
This is an example right here.
Yeah. The sheet has actually been 100% updated because of the community feedback. Thank you guys so much for it. We're trying to shape it to a tool that everybody could use and make it a one-stop shop for your information.
Well, I noticed one thing you've done recently is switch this up. It's sorted by teams now.
Yeah,
we did. Aim here, things like that. It was sorted by class at one time, and then by the characters at one time. But you've sorted them by teams.
Community feedback. They asked for that feature, and so what this means is, if you guys are trying to use this on this own, you make a copy for yourself, and you can sort it any way you guys like. You're more than welcome to. But remember, you won't get the updates if we are updating them, so you can revisit us if you see some changes.
Got it. Now, speaking of teams, are there any teams that you think are a lot better now, like significantly better? Like, you know, we knew Black Order was good. This is going to make them better. But are there teams that are now relevant because of ISO 8? What are anything that stand out to you in your testing?
Yeah, so some of these teams, when we did a tier list for the team tier list, which is on another tab over there, it surprised us because a lot of these characters, a lot of these teams were moving up because of the fact that they're like their ISOs. So Avengers got more relevant because of the skirmisher and striker interaction. Healer on two of their tanks with their massive health pools and the fact that they get sped up through their actions is healing the team and adding a little bit of sustain and allowing them to do things that we thought they would do, but they definitely feel built for ISOs. And so I think some of the teams that I think that have dropped down because of the lack of ISOs were like, it's ironic that, Scientist Supreme introduces us to ISOs and then her team is the least affected by ISOs. So
what has happened to that team? They used to be so good and now, where did it go?
Yeah, it's just power creep. It's just the way that things work out, but that's the thing. And so Marauders definitely got a little bit harder. Inhumans with their, believe it or not, start becoming a lot more effective against their prospective counters. And Asgardians, I think we're left out a little bit, and they're really falling down as far as their availability.
Couple teams I want to ask you about. Young Avengers. I thought they were a very fun team to play, especially with that striker skirmisher interaction. Captain Marvel doing a lot. Ranked at number 20 right now. A little surprising, but very good in war, very good in blitz. Does that surprise you that they're this low, lower than some of these other teams here? Or was that?
I think it's mostly because they're missing a fourth member or a fifth member. They're only on four. So without the fifth member, I think it's,
Captain Marvel.
Yeah, it's just
unofficially
officially Captain Marvel team, but they definitely just aren't like an arena squad. And I think teams are evaluated because of if you're going to build them up and they don't do anything for you in arena, they're not going to be as high on the list.
Wakanda is also here, 21, below the Young Avengers. And some of their early testing, Wakanda is good now that we have ISO 8, they finally work properly, but they were raised. Every other team was raised, so still at that 21 ranking.
So it's hard because part of me wants to throw level five ISOs on them and see if we can take them for a run at the raid. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me.
Well, it was ISO. It was Ultimate 6 that they were supposed to be really good at, right? So they probably dominate ISO Ultimate 6 now, right?
I'm sure they still do.
All right. The other thing I want to ask you got these different classes here, and a lot of there's characters that people are like, I don't know what to put on them. And I think the top three choices for undecided characters, Striker, Skirmisher, Raider, and you've ran the numbers. What was the actual benefits for these characters at level one, at level three? I'm not sure how much testing you have done level five, but what is your recommendation now for these undecided characters? Which is going to get the most benefit percentage wise?
So if you take a look out in the X23 tab, for those of you guys who like math, we broke it down for you. You basically can see up in the top right hand corner, basically the results are there. You can see that the big difference between crit and crit damage and the perspective damage, because they actually showed us under the hood the formula. Mm-hmm. So believe it or not, Raider typically outperforms it, but you have to take into account the assist ISO attack. So that ISO attack, there's some really cool. So I guess I lean towards characters that have a really, really powerful ISO attack or aren't inside of that striker skirmisher combo.
And by ISO attack, you're talking about the thing that's based off of their counter and assist?
Correct. Yeah. Okay. So if you look at that, we added that tab in the ISO tab, so you can break it down. So thank you to the guys at MSF.gg.
Oh my goodness. All of them are there.
They're all. So basically this way you can determine. So one of the things that I found interesting about this, just a quick aside, is sometimes that's going to make the T4 on the basic apparent. So just be aware that I think we're even going to be in more of a T4 crunch because some of these basics are like, oh, wow, look at what they do when you put a T4 in them on the assist encounter. So something to be aware of as you're going through the sheet, take a look at that damage and the effects that they do. So Striker, if they have a cool ISO effect, is something you may want to take into consideration, you know, like the triple flip on Venom.
Captain Marvel getting extra hit for binary, things like that.
Yeah, there's all these really cool effects on there, and we've even seen some interesting things. So Raider, if you want just pure damage and to be able to mark a bunch of targets as you get to level five, they do a pretty good job of that. You know, you can use, like, I have a level five Thanos, and Raider on him is just devastating. Okay. Typically when they hit multiple targets or they have a multiple attack where they they attack multiple times, like Crystal, Thanos, and others. They do a good job marking targets. And I think there's a couple of really quick misconceptions I just want to clear up. First things first, everybody benefits from vulnerable. So once it's applied, if it's long as it stays on a target, there's no way to currently remove it. Used to be that way in beta. You get 10% flat increase across the board. Even if they don't have that striker. Okay. And the only way to remove it, is to have a striker do damage to him.
Okay, so there is a benefit having no striker on a team if you just have vulnerable all around.
So you have to kind of take that into consideration if you're really theory crafting that. So that is the type of things that we think about when we're testing this.
And so many details. There's so many details. I love it.
Yeah, and the other thing is we're actually hearing that people are doing the full U7 raid with healer on all their Black Order. Interesting. Mm. I'm not sure if that's going to hold up in arena, but I'm definitely looking to you, the community, for that feedback because again, I can't test everything. And thank you guys for sending me your videos, sending me all that information, because really this is a community tier list. It's not just mine.
Yeah, I know. I noticed for myself, I'm using the symbiotes, and going off of these recommendations, I think they're very good just as a team, but I'm using healer on a lot more characters for my raid teams than the recommendations, because they need to survive a lot longer than a 5-man battle. Yeah. So yeah, I'm switching up a few, and healer is the one that I'm generally preferring in the raids. Now, for level 5, very, very resource intensive to get characters to level 5 because of those ions. Let's go to this. This is a video that you sent me earlier about the striker bonus. This is particularly Ultron that you took up the striker level 5.
Yeah, and so this is Toasty, a member of Smash Toaster. He's a member of the community. You guys probably, if you guys watch Twitch, you've seen him in a lot of different channels. So he sent me this video to showcase the power of level 5 striker.
Let me roll this, and I'll try to pause this at the right time. All right, so he has his ultimate, and all right, right there. Almost 200,000 damage on his ultimate, and he's a level 5 striker in this clip.
Level 5 striker.
Woo, my goodness. All right, let's see his bonus attack. So he does almost 200 right there. Get a little burp from Black Bolt, and then now he's going to go again. Boom. All right, 61K.
Over 250K combined. it's pretty nasty. Yeah.
Crazy. And this is Ultimate 7, one-shotting characters. This is insane. So level 5 striker. Are there certain characters besides Ultron that you would really recommend to take up to level 5 first?
So my recommendation is still, like, when I talked to the Krakens yesterday, the majority of them did not do a lot of level 5s. Unless they were helping me test some stuff, because level 3 is actually a really big benefit. You're still getting and even level 4 on some of your raid teams. The problem is level 5 is so ion and ISO dependent. Woo. If you take one level 5 up, that's 9 level 3 characters that you're neglecting. Mm. And so if you really want to expand your roster and make them useful in war and other scenarios, I'm saying let the whales, the Krakens, take them level 5, give you that feedback, and try not to do it. And again, you could do it with your roster. If it helped, like, you should always upgrade it when your team stops doing what you needed to do.
Mm, okay.
But that's the first rule.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'll tell you, if you guys are trying to push a raid and you think that the healer level 5 will help you, by all means, you know, make your own decisions. But we want to just give you the tools to help you theory craft that, because we gave you a loose framework. And if you guys are learning about how to theory craft and understand how it works, then have at it. Give us that feedback. We love to hear your theory crafting, because that's what makes this game fun.
Nice. So you did say something, getting 9 level 3 characters compared to 1 level 5 characters. Is that what you're doing personally with your roster right now? A lot of level 3s, not many at level 5, and letting the Krakens test it out for us to see which is the best one? Or are you like with Ultron? Are there certain characters that you're like, all right, this character, I don't need to test. I know he's going to be good. I'm going to take this character up right now.
So because of the hype around the symbiotes, I'm taking them level 5. Actually ready to go. I have it ready to go for Anti-Venom day 1. Nice. And because of the support of the community, we've been able to expand our roster, but we're talking hundreds of dollars spent on ISOs because of the offers to try to build this up. And more importantly, no, I don't have many level 3s. I have mostly level 5s because we're trying to get those testing done. You know, so I've done some damage to my roster technically, which is the same reason why I've got like way too many G14s, but it's so we get some more testing over there. So I call it the mad dadvertory. So I'm sciencing in my mad dadvertory right now. So
it's for science, guys.
Yeah, we all know that sometimes science goes the wrong way, but we'll figure it out.
But we need that experimentation to find that out. And I'm glad that you're doing that, and I'm glad the rest of your crew is doing that, so that we can benefit and do it efficiently. Somebody has to make the mistakes, so we could do it efficiently. Yeah. And thank you for doing that.
That's my official motto. I do it so you don't have to.
Nice. So one of the big challenges the community is facing is this with these ions right here. That's the big bottleneck. And we talked about that a little bit. That is the goal for ISO 8. And the ion crunch, it is real if you're upgrading a lot. For me, I've been upgrading characters maybe every 2 or 3 days working on that. So I've had ISOs. I mean, I've had ions, but you know, I'm not doing it as hardcore as I probably should. Do you think the ion crunch is real, or is that just the community wanting to do everything right now? Do you think they're giving a proper amount of ions, or do we need more influx into the economy?
I think probably the idea is we've exhausted all of our ions and exasperated ourselves by going through the milestones by equipping all that stuff to fuse to level 5 or 4 higher. But I think it's indicative of the fact that it is going to be a bottleneck.
Okay.
You're not going to get enough through the normal farming method. In fact, if you stop by, we also have an ISO cost sheet that talks about what nodes to farm, how much energy it costs, and goes through, breaks that down so you understand, you know, if you're target farming a specific one, what nodes you should be farming, to make sure you balance it with the ion cost. But ions are really the bottleneck.
That's the one you got to get. Yeah. And as far as farming, are you just doing those big 24 nodes, or are you doing the 12s as well? Or just or everything, because you got everything.
So remember, I'm not the best one to ask, because you know I just click, and I'm like, where'd my cores go? All right, refill. So the idea behind it is the math that was done showcases that typically, even though you're getting less likely to get the ISO that you're targeting, you're getting more ions from farming the nodes with 4 ISOs on them. So typically that's the guideline. And again, if you guys want to take a look at it, Yuletide Bringer put together an awesome spreadsheet that went through it. And
is that is that on that same link, or do I need to get that new link from you after this?
I will get that link for you right after this.
Okay. Well, it'll both links will be in the description. The original sheet that we showed earlier, and then the new one that was put together from Yuletide Bringer about which nodes you need to go farm right away. All right, big thing. Generated a little bit of controversy this week, just a little bit. We got these information about Emma Frost coming back, which is good, but there's other information in this blog post about these reoccurring milestones coming back. Let me read this in case anybody's catching up or listening to the podcast version. Emma Frost is back for a second stint in the milestone rewards. Fight in battles and spend campaign energy gold to hit milestone and earn Emma Frost character shards. Very exciting so far. Just like previous iteration, the High Roller milestone contains an additional milestone tier, and the 5 T4 ability materials have been replaced with 8 superior basic catalyst parts. Mm-hmm. what are your thoughts about this before we move on to the rest of these paragraphs? Because there's more disappointment to come.
I feel like they probably thought it maybe was a little bit too generous, and people were hitting it because of the hype on the character. So maybe they just evaluated what we needed. And
Scopely is making his presence felt too much.
The 8 superior basic catalyst is something that still has some value, but it's not like, you know, T4s are still another bottleneck. So they basically address 2 bottlenecks in the same sentence.
I mean, this was a huge bottleneck a while ago, but they've increased the amount that they're giving us, and I don't notice this much as a bottleneck. But T4s, everybody can use more T4s. But let's move on. Because it doesn't really get that much better. All 3 recurring milestones will have an ISO 8 update. That sounds pretty good. Starting with the next Emma iteration, we'll be removing some milestone orb fragments. So the actual way that we get Emma Frost is being reduced and replacing them with basic T1 ISO 8 orb fragments.
Yeah, so the thing about it is
exciting.
It's the impact that we had from there is that, so it looks like they're, so unless they're updating the amount that we get from the milestones, it looks like we're getting less symbiote spider baby milestone orbs. There's a symbiote Spider-Man, or I mean Milestone Herbs, because that's where you get symbiote Spider-Man from. So ironically, that they made a farmable character, put him into Milestone Herbs, and then made him less attainable from events.
So sad.
So that's
keep an eye out for the start of the Emerald Frost Milestones. We're expecting this today. Normally, when we see things in a blog post on Friday, it usually happens on the next Wednesday. So today is when you're expecting this.
This should be the update push, and we should see it today.
All right, and we got this information last week, but I didn't talk to you about it. I want to get your thoughts on these new seasonal milestones that were recently added. We'll be releasing seasonal milestone orbs in the future. In the meantime, Carol Danvers fan has a temporary home. We'll reveal her in a permanent node. And so they're replacing milestone orbs with seasonal milestone orbs. How excited are you about these milestone events now that we don't get to hoard these things for a character that we actually want? I know when Coulson was out, Symbiote Spider-Man was being released. I'm like, oh, this is a good character. I don't care about Coulson. I'm hoarding. But yeah, we won't be able to do that now.
So I feel like it's definitely something that they're probably addressing, the hoarding issue. They probably feel like they don't want people to get a full star from the hoarding. But the seasonal milestone also means that maybe they'll have more value to open just over time. So they'll probably be addressing some availability through the milestone orbs, which can both be, if this is a new farmable method, we'll have to stay tuned and see if this is going to be something that the community will embrace.
All right. It's very interesting that you say farmable, because that's the next thing I want to talk about, because they said we're going to get farmable characters every month. This is the early 2020 update back from February. And let me go back and read this. They said one of the big questions, how we release characters via farmable, via campaign, store, and this is the big one right here, orbs. So, yeah, I see you getting stressed out about that. Moving forward, our goal is to make at least two previous unfarmable characters farmable each month. Now, if we're looking at September, we got to go back to September. This started with Domino being added to the Blitz orbs. But if they already counted orbs as farmable, she was already in the premiums. She was already in megas. Mm-hmm. She's not newly farmable because she was already farmable in the orbs. So we didn't get anything on the first Wednesday of September. And now Symbiote Spider-Man is a orb release character that we're getting on the first Wednesday of October. So 2 months in a row. How do you feel about this? Are they breaking their word here by very loosely going with that Domino thing? Because by their definition, she was already farmable. She's not newly farmable by being added to another orb.
Well,
what are your thoughts on this?
I think they're saying an orb that's more attainable. So
more
I think
farmable.
I feel like there's a little bit of wiggle room in how to interpret that, and they found it and used it, and we have to deal with it. So unfortunately, we can't go back and say, you said it was going to go into not in different orbs, and now why is she farmable on a node? Well, be thankful we have her at least in some way to attain, because I don't know premium orbs still kind of stink. I mean, how do you get yo-yo?
I don't.
Yeah,
money, you know it. Whale for yo-yo. That's how to get her.
So the only way to do it is to buy her offers. The 35 for 50 shards when she shows up, because the premium orb drop rate is so bad. I've only started seeing her since I got her maxed.
That's why she's showing up in those orbs, because you already have her maxed.
Oh, that would have to mean you believe in some sort of algorithm that changes what? That.
No, are there algorithms in the background of this game?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Let me know what you guys think, because they're very, very loose with their definition of farmable here. And it counts orbs when it's in their benefit. It doesn't count orbs when it's in their benefit. So they're changing things. But as far as a two per month, they have made good on that. They came in very close last month with X-23 and then adding Captain Marvel to a farmable node. But so far, October, we're about halfway through the month. No new farmable characters. So this could be the first month that they miss it, because my definition is Symbiote Spider-Man is not farmable by being added to those orbs. Coulson was not farmable. Captain Marvel was not farmable in those orbs.
I think by having this, maybe it is actually Captain Marvel is a farmable character.
Well, she's added to a node, but that was last month. That was September. You can't count that for September and October.
But what I'm saying that would be replacing, if they're counting it that way, then they're replacing a Domino in that regard. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. It's hard to say what their machinations and thoughts are. So
we'll see what happens for October, but yeah, nothing yet in my opinion. Right. Let's move on, because there's some good things happening as well. This is more for newer players. We're getting Star-Lord coming back. I made a video yesterday about characters that are falling off because Star-Lord was so valuable in the past on that BKT team, feeding Minerva energy in Dark Dimension 2. But now I just don't use him at all. It's not that he's a bad character, but just no use. But do you think newer players, mid-game players, are still going to see a lot of value by getting Star-Lord, farming him, and building him up in the roster?
So I think he'll still be valuable to build up. I just don't think that the investment will return long term. So, you know, the idea behind it is he's not like you know, being able to farm Asgard, although Hela is so far behind that you're able to unlock two legendaries behind that. I just feel like we looked at his team and the overall ISO evaluations. They just don't get a big impact. They feel like they're missing something.
Sad. It's so sad because he was so valuable for so long. He was using it all over the place for so long. I'm not counting Iron Man, but is Star-Lord the worst legendary character we have now, in your opinion?
Oh, geez. That's actually a good thought. Wow.
It's either Star-Lord or Fury at this point, don't count Iron Man.
So Fury's team got a really big boost from ISO. Might be Star-Lord.
Star-Lord. Wow. Unfortunately, still a decent character, but as far as legendaries and usage as at late game, yeah, I would have to agree with you. Payday is also coming back. Gold. We're getting more gold. Always good. Has gold really been a crunch for you? Has it been a bottleneck for you recently? I've had a lot of gold orbs and haven't really noticed that. Training mats, ISO, ions, they have been more bottlenecks for me. What are you experiencing with gold?
I've just been more cautious with my gold as we bring it up, but I will tell you, I feel like if I really wanted to build up my roster for the Sinister Six, which I still have to shape up a few characters to really start tanking my Sinister Six against some of the targets I want to, gold is definitely a premium. I think I've got like 3.5 million, maybe one gold orb, and just realistically, for me, that's, I got to have enough to bring up Anti-Venom day one. So this event is really helpful. I'm glad they added this to a recurring and kind of put it on the roadmap so we know that it's expected and we see it relatively frequently.
Hopefully they do that with the block party and give us more T4s, but instead of once every other month, it should be once a month in my opinion, but I'm glad we're getting this.
Yeah, and I think that's interesting because we talk about T4s a lot, and have we ever named all the bottlenecks in this? So gold, T4s, ISOs, ions.
At least we're getting a lot of T1s in our daily login calendars, though. That's a good thing. So, you know, new characters, we could rank their skills up right away.
Yeah, well, I mean, if it wasn't available in current content, we'd have to go back to the drawing board, right?
All right. Other thing coming up, Halloween events. They're teasing because Halloween fun is on the way, and we did get something in game. Let me go in game right now, and we have a pretty good calendar in game. And I'm thinking this is just the start of this as we go down to the daily rewards. Here we go. Now we did get this calendar with some gold promotion credits. You did the math, 64 total. So I got a couple questions with this. Is there any characters you're just saving up for? Maybe one of the symbiotes when they come to this promotion store, or someone that you've just been saving up for that you want to purchase right away? And what are your expectations for the rest of these Halloween celebrations that you talked about in this dev blog?
Yeah, so we'll go into the first thing. First things first, my personal desires aside, I recommend people hold on to their promotion credits and see how teams shape up. There might be some new meta shifts that happen every single time. So if your team performs the way you want to do, treat them like T4s. It's really only bragging rights as you get them up, unless you need them to start beating some certain teams. So they're really, any upgrade has more value the longer you keep it, because then it can make an instant impact. For me, I didn't get a good drop on Scream. And so if she becomes farmable, I can take her to 6 red, but we don't know how I'm going to shape up with Anti-Venom. And I really want to take this team at its full potential through the works here. So, but I don't know if you know this. So this is something that's interesting. I get these purchased for me on occasion. So every single time a gold promotion credit has happened, they've been bought for me. So the next Chaos Theory, I'll be able to take a 6 to a 7 star if I so desired. But nice. I don't know if any of them stand out for me. Symbiote Spider-Man, I can take the seven red, but he still does what I need him to do. So yeah. the question is there any value for it beyond bragging rights at the top of the single team power leaderboard? So I would say it's interesting. I'm glad they're making this path to promotion. I think is really, really a good thing, because the return on converting those to promotion credits is so bad. You should only ever roll orbs anymore.
Yeah. I don't buy it. I don't convert my elite fours and elite fives, and I've had one elite six, but yeah. I get my promotion credits through events like this and from the challenge that we get. And I don't buy them anymore like I used to before the rework.
So for Halloween, I think we have, I think they hinted at, and it was awesome because I didn't make mention of this before, but they, like the Fright Night, they made the Fright Light, they made reference to a lot of, old 80s horror movies. Cool.
Is that a data mine, or is that some in-game story that I missed? Because I don't read
this. That's from the data mine from okay. the name of the event for NTW.
Oh, got it. Okay.
So that's actually it. So it's actually pretty cool that they're harkening back to at least my youth when watching Fright Night and Nightmare on Elm Street, Dream Warriors. So it was kind of funny that I saw a lot of that being brought into it. So I think that they're probably talking about that, but I'm sure there's some more events, like they'll probably have some special offers.
Love those too.
Some of them are decent.
Some are. I'd say that, yeah, they pop up from time to time. Before we move on to this and go to my favorite time talking about rumors, you mentioned that there were some people that got screwed by this calendar.
So there was data mine that people were really concerned about, because they were like, oh, I beat DD3, I'm not going to get these. So actually, I'm sure people who beat DD3 and were concerned about that data, because it was popped up in data mines that they got a little, the email message. Well, what it was referencing was the top 13 or so players who beat DD3 didn't get their rewards until after the Red Star rework. So there was a person who went through the DD3 and completed the day of the Red Star rework, got his rewards that day, and then showed everybody before him about the rewards. And they're like, hey, I didn't get my rewards yet. And it took them quite about 10 days before they got the rewards. Okay. And these are people who basically paid to complete this to get the rewards. So they had access to this, I think maybe July, August, they had access to this. So this is actually coming up. So it basically gave them a small head start. So now everybody's getting this as a result. So it's pretty cool. I think.
Except Scopely, if you're one of those players, because it sounds like everybody's getting these rewards twice, but those players getting once. Am I understanding that correctly? No.
They got them. They already got them before. They won't get them a second time.
Okay, so they're not getting this calendar because they got that. But they didn't get anything for completing Dark Dimension 3, right?
Well, they did, but it took them 10 days to figure it out. It just took them a little while.
Okay, so it's just a delay that they had.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, now I understand. Okay, they just, I got it.
But I think it was a good way to replicate the head start that they lost. And now the community has this, and we all have the ability to promote a character a little faster than we would have through normal events.
Love it. That is awesome stuff. All right, and now it is time for my favorite part of every news video, where we talk about things that are upcoming, whether it be data mines or rumors. We already talked about some data mines, so let's talk about some rumors. Earlier on the live stream, we had live via satellite Drew with some new rumors. So let me play that clip and then let me get your reaction to it. All right, here we go, guys. Let's see if we get this satellite connection. Yes.
Valet.
Yes.
Valet, can you hear me?
I can hear you, Drew. Club,
can you hear me?
Drew, we got you, brother.
You got me?
Yes.
All right, I got. Yes, Drew, the rumor guy here. And one of my main sources just gave me some juicy, juicy rumors.
Sweet, sweet.
Long anticipated arrival of Doom is coming in the next update. Plus, Ant-Man and Wasp, they also are going to be very, very happy in this next update. Three new characters coming to help them out. One bloke, two Sheilas. Who can it be? Give Valley your best guesses, because I am flat out, mate. It is frothy time for me, but do not worry. I'll be back.
Oh, yeah, Drew. Woo, so Drew dropping some bombs, brother. Ant-Man Wasp getting some help finally because they've been very mediocre. Even at their release, they've been very, very mediocre, which is not good. But it looks like they're getting some help. Maybe a team. And he said, what is it? Two Sheilas, one bloke, which means two females and one male. Mm-hmm. What do you think this means? What do you think this means for that Ant-Man and Wasp? And who could possibly be coming?
So I think if we say Ant-Man and Wasp, makes you think of what we've heard for a little while is the Quantum team. And okay. So what's that Stature?
Who's Stature?
So Stature is the daughter of Ant-Man and similar power set.
Is that Cassie?
Yeah, Cassie. So we saw her in the movie as Cassie. So and then you have Ghost.
She was in a movie. She was in a movie.
Yeah, she was in the movie. And then you have the villain Yellow Jacket.
Okay. That's your now. Chat had a few different predictions this morning. They had those guesses as well, but they also had Goliath in there as one of the male potential characters, and they also thought maybe Janet Van Dyne because I think we have the other version of Wasp, the one in the movie. I can't remember her name, but Janet is like the original one.
Hope.
I think Hope is the one we have in the game right now. So another Wasp potentially in the game. Maybe Hank Pym. As the male as well. So I don't know. Yeah. Let me know in the comments where your mind is taking you guys in chat. But,
but this is interesting because this feels like another setup for something else. It just feels like
that. Oh, are you thinking this is required characters for a legendary? That was the rumors about X-Force that a lot of people were speculating about. Do you think that this team could be that team?
Well, you know the old motto, if it's broke, don't fix it. So if they get enough hype around these, like two characters in the roster, three characters on release, and then three characters, and then that's the next unlock for Legendary. So that happened with Asgard, X-Force, and maybe this team down the road.
Right, guys. So if you guys think of buying characters and want whatever Legendary is coming next, I'm not sure who he is. I mean, there's been a bunch of rumors, but I don't think anything official or data mine has been in there. That this could be the team to go after. Now, there was another rumor that he talked about, and this one is not as bombshell dropping because it was announced that Doom is coming sometime in 2020. October now. This November, December, we got 2 months, and it looks like he's coming in the next update, at least if these rumors are true. What are your thoughts on Doom? Dark Dimension 4. Coming to the game in this next update. Excited, not excited, and will this mean level cap 80 coming in the next update as well?
So I feel like level cap 80 is definitely, if you're one of those folks who saves energy for the level cap, it looks like it's probably the next patch. Okay. I mean, with ISOs in the game, I think it's definitely a progression-based system. It'll definitely probably, you're gonna need it to get to DD4, and I think we'll see the full kit, and I definitely feel like he's going to be Ultron level good.
Yeah, I think he has to, right? I mean, Ultron changed the game. I don't see, especially with these steep requirements for Dr. Doom, and we don't know his kit yet, but I'm expecting super broken, super overpowered, Ultron level. I mean, get this guy as soon as possible. But let me ask you about that. So as far as the level cap, you think it's going to come with Doom, Dark Dimension 4, not when these new challenge tiers are coming to the game in this update? Do you think the rumors are true about that coming in the next update along with Dark Dimension 4?
We just never really know because they don't give us that information ahead of time. But the fact
I know, just your predictions. I know we don't know if definitely.
No, but I'm prediction wise, like from what in my experience, I really feel like it's going to be next patch because then you know, throwing too much progression at us all at once, especially with the ISO bottlenecks, I think would frustrate the community. So I think staggering a little bit and at least, you know, building up the hype around Dr. Doom and being obtainable finally, I think. I am actually really psyched to see what they do with Dr. Doom. First, I think he is such an iconic, amazing character.
Yeah.
He is probably one of my favorite villains just because there's just so many different lenses to look at him through over time. And he does he think he's a hero? And it's like that. That's the idea. Well,
the thing. Bad guys don't think they're bad, right? Bad guys think they're justified in what they do. So,
yeah, but you know, his people will not very look up to him and all these different ideas. And so for me, I feel like DD4 is going to be one of those scenarios where it's going to be, oh my God, I have to get Doom. And I'm glad they added those Dark Dimension refresh packs. It sounds like they're acknowledging that they're going to help us, give us a little lift, especially for those that haven't started DD3 yet.
No, I don't remember. It only was there for a little while for me because it wasn't there the whole day. But was it Dark Dimension refresh packs or was it specific to Dark Dimension 3?
They're Dark Dimension. They're Dark Dimension packs.
You could use whatever Dark Dimension you're on.
You know what I'll do is I'll take it for a test drive later on today and give you some feedback.
Nice. All right. Well, we will see. The other question I wanted to ask you, has the requirements of Dark Dimension 4 been officially announced as Gear Tier 15? I can't remember if that's something I saw in a data mine, if that was something official or that's just speculation from the community, because information is coming from all over the place. So what,
yeah,
is really Gear Tier 15 official or is that what the community is speculating?
So I think we kind of acknowledged because it was in a blog post. So it's going to, they said it when they talked about the DD4 announcement way back when, I think I want to say July or around the X-Force release.
Okay.
So I think that means that it's at least G15.
Okay. And then maybe some other type of requirements as well, like we had.
Well, we'll see. Cause I feel like DD1 was what, 6-star characters, and then Red Stars came out and they're like, well, we'll eventually have content that scales to Red Stars. And then DD3 featured Red Stars, but didn't have as restrictive as a requirement. All you had to do was get the gear tier. And then DD3 comes out and it's these teams with these tags.
Yeah.
And then maybe DD4 is going to be, well, just G15 because it's going to be pretty unobtainable or hard, you know, it's going to be probably that one of the rarest of the rare app. Yeah.
Take and then, 5 characters instead of 20. It'd be good.
Well, I think you're still going to do it, but I have a feeling it's going to feature ISOs. So we'll see the different ISO tiers probably through there.
Some of the community has been speculating that ISO will be the requirement in certain classes. Do you feel that's too crazy or do you think that could be something plausible?
I hope not, because I feel like, because that limits the way that we envision building our characters. But in that case, you know, like I said, I hope it's a feature and they're not trying to tell
or maybe, us how to play or maybe not just certain classes, but certain levels, like all your characters need to be level 5 as far as their class is.
Well,
I see a headache coming for you, but
I hope not. I hope not.
So that is it, guys. That is your Marvel Strike Force weekly news update. Always fun, guys. Some speculation, which I have fun with. And thanks to you, Remnick, some actual valuable information to share with the community to help them progress. The final thoughts before you go, brother.
No, just we'll definitely see what DD4 has in store. I made it funny. And we'll be able to see really how this shapes out with ISOs as we start building more towards level 5. And I'm telling folks, please, 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 just, you know, you can even just leave them unequipped. We're going to help you figure that out because if it is a requirement for Dark Dimension 4, I really hope not. And you've equipped it on characters that aren't viable because a new team is presenting itself and Quantum takes you a leap forward. I mean, another funny that basically you need. And so we'll definitely go from there. So thank you guys for all your support. Thank you, Valley. And I think we'll make an official announcement. I know you're doing a one giveaway for Anti-Venom. My wife and I would like to give you another one. Sponsor another one for you.
Oh, so there's two, guys. The link for the Worldwide Nutrition one is already up, so you could start entering for that one. And then I guess we'll do this. You're going to be streaming all night, you said, so.
Yeah, we're going to be doing a special event for the Anti-Venom release. Sweet. We got at least three giveaways on my channel. We'll maybe featuring some more. And so we'll do that on your channel. We'll definitely hang out together in the morning. I'll send everybody over to you, and you get to tell me what you want to do with the stuff I've uncovered during the night.
All right, man. It sounds like a plan, man. It looks like a fun-filled night for you, and you could wake up with in the morning. Before you go, brother, anything else you want to promote and not just let everybody know where they can find you?
Hey, so I'm twitch.tv Reminex. You can catch my videos here on YouTube at Reminex, and some more stuff coming, but thank you guys. You can join me on Twitter, Reminex Force, and I do know how to use Twitter, despite the gray hair in my beard, but we definitely will definitely respond, and I love talking to you guys. Feel free to add me on Discord and talk. I'm trying to be as helpful as possible at all times.
Nice. Well, thank you. Thank you for all the work that you're doing with the community. Thank you for stopping by, sharing all your information with everybody, and just doing all the testing that you're doing with this ISO 8 stuff, brother. It's so valuable and helping not just myself, but everybody else just save their resources and do things in the most efficient manner possible. Hopefully you guys enjoyed this video. If you did, subscribe. There's another Marvel Strike Force Weekly News update every single week. So subscribe, smash that like button, all that good stuff, guys. Leave a comment, share this with your friends. Check me out on Twitch weekday mornings, every morning. Give me a Hulk fist bump before you go, Reminex. There it is. Where's the fist? I don't see the fist. There it is. Valley Fly Reminex out.